Signposts to God by David Matthew, 3rd edition, Leaf Publishing, 2024. The written text of this book is available free of charge from the author's website, davidmatthew.org.uk. Introduction. So, you're looking for God, are you? Keeping an eye open for signposts? Good, this book is for you. Well done for admitting that it's God you're after. That's a good start. Some people feel foolish even mentioning God, never mind admitting they suspect he's around and that they'd like to get a handle on him. I'd better start by telling you where I myself stand on the God issue. Then, if you think I'm a dodgy signpost myself, you can bin the book and look elsewhere. I'm in my 80s as I write this, so I've had a long time to chew the subject over. I'm a reasonably intelligent man, well-educated, and with analytical tendencies, so be assured I'm not a sucker for anything weird or way out. While I recognise that we must stay open to an element of mystery, I mostly like things clear and upfront. And I believe in God, yes. By that, I mean I believe there is an ultimate being who is, for lack of a better word, a person rather than just a force like electricity. What's more, I believe I've come to know him, insofar as that's possible for human beings. I say him, even though as God he has no gender, but this has become the classical way to refer to God, so for the sake of convenience, I'll stick with it. I'm convinced, too, that while he is infinitely great and other, transcendent is the proper word, he longs to relate to us humans. That's one reason, I think, why all of us, in our own way, hanker after knowing him. I believe he responds to that longing whenever he sees it. So maybe, knowing, as he undoubtedly does, that you've picked up this book, he's smiling now. You may be a Hindu from India, or an agnostic from Manchester, an animist from the Amazon jungle, a Muslim from North Africa, a Shintoist from Japan, an atheist from Reykjavik, a Buddhist from Thailand, or whatever. But God delights to respond when you reach out to him. So something's happening already. For myself, I'm a Jesus man. I hold that Jesus offers the inside track to God. I was born and brought up in England, which has a long Christian cultural tradition, but I'm not a cultural Christian. At the age of 12, though my grasp of spiritual stuff was limited, I took the step of committing myself personally to follow Jesus Christ. Looking back, I'm convinced that's when I came to know God in a meaningful way, and it has shaped my life ever since. Today, as an octogenarian, I have no regrets at all. I'm as sure as ever that God has revealed himself uniquely in Jesus, and that if it's God you're after, he's your man. I'm sure that God's love for you is such that he will reach you one way or another, whatever your background, religion, culture, history, or opinions. But it's through Jesus that you'll get to know him most directly and most intimately. So some of the cultural and religious baggage you carry may need jettisoning along the way. But all that's down the line. For now, give me a chance at least to walk with you along the God road and point out a few signposts on the way. Here's the plan. Part 1, the lure of the journey. We'll begin with what makes people go looking for God in the first place. Then we'll look at some broad truths about God and what he's like. This will be like looking at a map to check over a hike you're about to start. It will give you an overall picture. And then, once you start walking, the features you pass will have a context. Part 2, signposts of history. God operates in the real world, so we're going to have to look at some history. This will be mainly the history of God's dealings with human beings in the centuries leading up to Jesus. On the way, we'll identify some key events that were signposts to God. These events will later prove to have a connection to Jesus himself and will help us understand him. Part 3. Jesus. Here we look at what the New Testament, the second of the Bible's two main divisions, says about Jesus. His birth, his life, his death, resurrection and ascension. Then we'll see how these point us to God. And part 4, the signpost's meaning. Finally, with Jesus now in mind, we look back at the signposts we identified earlier and see how each one illustrates what he has achieved. Each one will assure us we're on the right track to finding God. We will also see, from the signposts, how you can personally connect with God. So it's decision time now. Bin the book or turn the page and stick with it. I invite you to give the second option a chance.